You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And it is a Mandy's Aftermath Monday, presented by Jim Beam, Buffalo Wild Wings, live imaging Monday on Mason in Ireland.
Yeah.
The award-winning show of the year. And this also means as we hit 3 o'clock in the Southland, we are 55 minutes away from Sedano. Shinano.
Super Crosstalk.
And Super Crosstalk. Will Kaplan bring in the host of the year trophy to look you
is
in
he coming
the
in
he's coming in today, right?
He's coming in just for this.
I'm so glad.
It was his big night. He deserves it. He was the biggest winner of all.
He was.
And
deservedly so.
Yeah. And Rachel was lovely.
Rachel's a lovely
super
person.
Attractive.
Rachel's a good time.
I don't know why she's putting up with our boy Cap. But
no,
she
I
is.
Had no idea. Cap, by the way, was who was the most in the bag? I mean, who was the
Keyshawn.
Most? Keyshawn definitely.
Yeah, had like half a bottle
tequila
of tequila
was disappearing, but I would say Kaplan probably was fueled by something. Don't you think?
I think he's always fueled by something.
I think he is always fueled by something.
If you look at his eyes, they get redder as an event goes on.
Chris, hang around for this. We're going to talk to some people that were at the Mandy's.
Oh, beautiful,
and we're going to start
beautiful.
With Carl in Culver City. Hey, Carl, were you there?
Yeah, it was a great, great time. The I think the highlight was just the out-and-out laughs that everybody had and the camaraderie of all those staff. It was just a great time.
Thank you, man.
All right, Carl, what was was your favorite part? What was the highlight to you?
I think the proposal was a great part.
We haven't talked about that.
Crypto Ray. Ray.
Think that Crypto Ray asked his girlfriend to marry him, and nobody saw it coming. Did you know it was coming, Chris?
I had no clue. Travis came up there and said, I got something. Crypto Ray wants to do a bit, and I thought he was going to ask a live-ass Lee.
Right.
Well, then he did that.
Yeah.
Heck of a ass.
It was great. It was great.
All right, here is Jane in Oak Park. Hey, Jane, you're on ESPN LA. Hi,
Jane.
Hi, I was there. It was fantastic. You guys did a great job. I think the highlights, I agree, were the proposal, and the other highlight, I would say, was Steve Mason's outfit, which was fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
Steve, you were robbed. You should have won Host of the Year, and I think Ashley should have won also, but it was really fun.
There you go.
Jane,
good.
Thank you.
Good.
You voted for what I voted for. I voted Ashley for Best Segment
too.
And you for Host of the Year.
By the way, I was very happy with the way my get-up came together. The silver shoes
frankly,
topped it off.
Frankly, I was surprised that you were as successful as you were. Like, the minute I saw you, I went, oh, God, you just nailed it.
It
When's
great.
The last time you nailed an outfit? seriously.
Maybe 83, my high school graduation.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That was
a huge
unexpected win for me.
The hair looked great.
I did have the hair on.
The
fleek.
Sunglasses, it was a beautiful event.
Yeah.
Whole thing.
Phil in Monrovia. Hey, Phil, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hi, guys. If you missed out on the Mandy's, you missed out on the biggest event around. Good Karma Brand, all you guys, Morales, you guys absolutely killed it. I will say that.
Thank you, brother. Right. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Phil. And Phil, what was your favorite part?
Favorite part was just watching how approachable all you guys were and how you weren't standoffish with the fans. And my one regret of the night is not asking John Ireland for a selfie. He was just too intimidating in the 1%.
Wow. All right, so if you ever come to a Laker game, Phil, Michael and I are at the top of Section 111. Just come and we'll knock it out, okay?
I will be there, and also at Mandy's, too. We'll
all right.
Mandy's, too.
Awesome.
Mandy's, too.
Awesome. Thanks, Phil.
By the way, Ireland's suit didn't get a lot of – it didn't get enough credit.
Ireland's
suit
was
nice.
Good. It was gangstery.
My Mafia suit was – yeah.
And the shoes.
I'm going to wear those shoes again. People think those shoes were only being a one and done. I'm going to wear them again. Mason, you should find a reason to wear your shoes again. Those are great shoes.
It's hard to find a place to wear sparkly silver shoes, but I'm sure I'll find some.
I'm sure you could find
sparkly
I'm sure you could
shoes.
Find a place here
yeah.
there.
Here's Peggy in Belmont.
Maybe,
hey, Peggy, did you have a good time?
Yes, Mason. Thank you for taking a picture with me.
You're welcome. It was great to meet you.
you know, what I loved was just how connected you are with your listeners and approachable. And I don't see that very many places. Thank you.
You're welcome, Peggy.
You're welcome.
Glad you made it and that you had a good time.
That was probably the record for most pictures I've ever done with people, fans of the station, for listeners. By far, the most pictures I've ever done.
Well, have we ever had an event with that many listeners?
No,
like, just
never.
Concentrated around us?
Never, never. And the unbelievable number of pictures that were with my mom and stepdad, Leo. They were like...
They're stars, too.
They were like, come on, get in the picture, mom and stepdad.
Well, you guys
stepdad.
Were behind us on the red carpet, and I could hear, as we were moving ahead to the next stop or whatever, I could hear the roar of, like... Mom, stepdad, Leo.
Yeah, they were totally thrilled with that whole thing.
It was totally great. Thrilled
with that whole thing.
I heard people like, "Oh, is that that's Mace's mom?"
Yep.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. So if you didn't know, and by the way, Juan was at home following the awards as it went along on Twitter.
Was he sad that he wasn't there?
You know, it's a. I really wish he was. I really wish he was.
Yeah, me too.
He just doesn't.
It's not his kind of thing.
He wants to maintain some level of anonymity and stuff, so because he's an actor and all that business. So I do understand, but it would be cool if he was there. I was glad my mom and not stepdad Leo were there.
That was great.
That was super fun. And if you didn't miss it, the show of the year was won by our show, Mason Ireland. We couldn't be happier with that. Jorge won Associate Producer of the Year. John Ireland won Most Knowledgeable Host of the Year. I won Craziest Host of the Year and Station's Biggest Diva.
Yeah.
Kaplan won Man of the People, Weirdest Host, and Host of the Year.
And they also got, as a show collectively, Amanda's Pain in the Ass Award.
Correct. And Sedano gave an impassioned speech afterwards.
He did. Eddie, I was just saying this. I've known George Sedano a long time.
Yeah.
Worked with him on different shows. I've never seen him happier and smiling more than Friday night. He was so excited for Kaplan's win and for Lindsay's win. It was odd to see him so happy, and he was hugging me, love you, brother. I'm like, okay.
But then he gave that speech after he got Diva of the Year, or after he got Pain in the Ass of the Year. Who of the four is the biggest pain in the ass? So you've got you've got Sedano, Cap,
it's not Laura,
Lindsay, and Laura. I would immediately eliminate Laura. So it's either Sedano, Cap, or Lindsay.
Well, there's things you guys don't know.
I think they all have their days.
They all have their days.
Speaking of which, so the open that played, that producer Jorge produced, Spielberg-esque.
We want
to be able to post it today so everybody could see it.
Look, Laura's out there yelling now.
I'm not a pain in the ass.
That's what you said. She wasn't. So go to producer Jorge's Twitter, at JabCamLA, and retweet the tweet that he sent out today around 11:50 a.m. so that we can get the 300 and we can post this thing.
I'm checking it.
Because it's amazing.
It's 238 right now.
225.
Yeah, we should have it done. Would it play on the radio?
No.
It's a picture visual thing. You know,
videotape tells the story.
Spinning trophies and all that kind of stuff. Jorge did just an unbelievable job.
Thank you.
Bergman, you were there.
Yeah, I was there. That's about it.
Come on, Mace.
You know what's funny about what you just said there, Mace?
What?
This is the biggest thing that most people came up to me and said, God, why do they rip on you so much?
Did they really?
Why do they rip on you so much?
Why don't you rip on Bergman more?
No,
That's what I was getting. Why don't you rip on
Bergman
more?
I'm sure you do. That was what most people said to me. They said, God, you let him rip on you so much. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So Dr. Clapper won the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah. Love to say, hey, how are you?
How are you? Who's going to win it next year?
The Lifetime Achievement Award?
I see
Steve Mason.
I see the look at Mace's eyes.
No.
We've been here. We will have been here 19 years.
I know. There are others that deserve it more than
Michael Funchess.
If you say Michael Thompson, I'm walking out.
No.
I said Funchess.
Michael Thompson.
No.
That's
interesting. I think it
Who should win Lifetime Achievement Award next year?
I would like to nominate the first one. Trish Kinsey.
Okay.
I think should win next year. John Chin should be nominated.
John Chin, he'll run there. He will just run. He can run 100 miles at a time. John Chin, what is his official title?
Now he's a traffic director.
Vice President of Traffic.
And not like the traffic on the streets.
No, Vice President of Traffic.
Commercials.
He runs these ultra marathons where he runs 100 miles. So he will run to the award show to get it.
Under Oz. All right, tweet from Rachel. I can't call in, but I had a blast at the Mandy Awards. Ireland made me blush about my age. Mason for asking my name and being so nice. Jorge was the man and killed it. I knew he was so busy, I didn't get to say hi. So she's got pictures with everybody.
Oh, nice.
Except you, Jorge, because you were too busy.
Well, thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel.
I remember Rachel. I said, there's that picture. Yeah. She's great. Great. I was surprised. A lot of women there. A lot of women follow ESPN LA. The thing that I like the best about that night is that everybody at the station was part of it, and everybody won something except Travis and Sliwa.
Even I got a trophy, which I wasn't expecting. It was a surprise.
Wow, a you get a car. You get a car. You get a car.
Yeah, we should have just given them one.
Unless you're Travis.
Do they want? I'll give them one of mine. One's already like, I don't know. I've got a pedestal in my living room with spotlights on it. And
yeah,
it spins
and it rotates
slowly, which I like because I always say I'm in this business for the hardware. And I was really happy to win a couple of those suckers.
I got a picture of Maite holding both of mine.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, send that over. Send that over. Maite's adorable. Brenda's great. John, you came stag.
Yeah.
Come on,
I did. As did you.
Yes, did I. Exactly right. Exactly right.
I would have loved to see Lisa Ireland there. I would have brought her up on stage and danced with her.
Oh, I love Lisa. John's wife is fantastic. If anything ever happens to John, Lisa wants in on what I got going on.
You're in the on-deck circle?
Yeah, I'm right there. I am right there.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Will you wear those sparkly shoes for us?
I will wear the sparkly shoes.
Could make a difference.
Exactly. Put it over the top. By the way, I was surprised that nobody at any point made a Liberace joke. I was expecting that at some point.
It did happen in my ear. And
did
it
happen?
Keyshawn.
It was Keyshawn? Yeah.
He just didn't say it out loud.
I said, just say it. He'll laugh. He goes, no.
Yeah, no. So it was left there on the table the entire night. It was like, come on, somebody.
The only thing I was cautious about, and if you were in the show, you know I made a lot of jokes that made people go, ooh.
Ooh.
I guess he could pull that off, though.
Yeah.
He's fat and he's funny, so it must be funny.
Yeah, no, you get away with a lot.
I do. Because everyone laughs and I smile.
Yeah.
I try to avoid.
The old Don Rickles.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a nice guy.
Like when I did the one thing where I said, oh, Cap, and the Keys showered with many a man. And then I said, not more than Cap. And then I said, oh, see, everybody thought I was going to say Mace. I didn't want to hit too close in because I do love you. And I didn't want you to get mad
and
you
steered
walk out.
The homoeroticism clear of me. Somehow it was about everybody but me.
But I would have loved to be able to do a Liberace bit.
Yeah, no, it would have been great.
We would have gotten a piano had you come up and
next year.
Piano.
Next year, me at the piano and Taylor at the fiddle. All right, coming up next for you, the latest on Kyrie. We got a little news on Kyrie. Plus, don't forget Super Crosstalk's coming up today, and it is going to be a good one.
And
I would
Game
imagine
of Games is coming down to the wire. Bergman, I'm up 6-4 on you, right?
I need to win today. It's your game.
Yeah, so I can't win. So this is an important one for you.
Yeah, very big. And then the host of the year will be here a little bit later on this hour, plus Sedano. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
A Mandy's Aftermath Monday, live imaging Monday on Mason and Ireland, the show of the year. You want to be at our next party? We're going to be throwing it, homeboy or homegirl. Friday night, July 15th in the city of West Covina. That's where we're going next. The city of West Covina Sports Complex, the Field of Dreams. We are hosting our all-star Friday night extravaganza.
Woo!
Includes our wiffle ball bash with listeners, like a home run derby. And the all-star softball game featuring our 710 hosts and personalities. You want to get on the VIP list. It is free to come, but if you want to get on the VIP list, text STAR to 40705 right now. That's STAR to 40705. Everyone in attendance will have a chance to win tickets to the Midsummer Classic.
A local baseball
local
game.
Local baseball game.
Yeah.
Mason
excellent.
And Ireland continues right now.
Yeah, and by the way, that is going to be fun. That is going to be a fun. Ireland won't be there. Unfortunately, it's his birthday. But we're going to have fun. And we promise you, when we do these things, we go all out, right? So we're going to go all out on June the 15th for our our midsummer classic preview event, something like that.
All-Star Friday Night.
All-Star Friday Night. Thank you. All-Star Friday Night, June the 15th, in West Covina at the Field of Dreams. And we will do that there. John, I don't think I'm going to play in the field on that.
I think that's a very good idea.
But I am going to go, tell me if you believe this, I'm going to go to a batting cage to get ready for it.
Well, I believe you'll go to the batting cage. I don't know if that'll go well for you.
No, not really.
Yeah, you might get hurt.
Mason is wrong.
Going to do it.
No.
By the way, remember we used to play wiffle ball so much?
Right, in the old, did the show on TV, when we had the Toy Time Girl, boy, that's another thing we couldn't get away from.
We were both excellent at wiffle ball in
the day. That's another thing we couldn't get away with in 2022. We couldn't have a Toy Time Girl like they used to on...
I don't know, Morales had a service that brought in the
true.
Trophy Girls the other night.
I probably shouldn't rule anything out.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can do it. You can do it. All right, so the latest on Kyrie Irving is that the Lakers, according to Woj, are the only team that is interested in a sign-and-trade for Kyrie. And the Nets are not interested in Russell Westbrook.
But that doesn't mean, it doesn't really mean anything.
it doesn't mean anything.
Because Kyrie still has a couple of cards to play here.
Sure.
It's really up to him. You're going to be reading a lot about, can the Lakers do this? Can the Lakers do that? The first thing the Lakers need to do is wait. Because Kyrie has a player option. And by the way, for what it's worth, so does Russell Westbrook.
Sure.
And the players don't have to make up their minds about the player options until Wednesday. But if they opt in, then they, for example, if Westbrook opts into the Laker deal,
yep,
he becomes property of the Lakers for the upcoming season. Same with Kyrie. If he opts in, he becomes property of the Nets for the upcoming season. Then the only way Kyrie wouldn't play for the Nets is if they trade him.
Right.
Now, if he opts out, that becomes really interesting.
Because then, who knows what he's going to get paid.
What
and
he has
reportedly,
up his sleeve. Right.
You know, the Lakers have got a $6 million slot that they could offer to Kyrie. If it was anybody in the world other than Kyrie, I would say there is no way in hell he's going to pass on that extension and sign for $6 million. But it is Kyrie Irving. He plays by completely different rules than anybody else. And it just wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't shock me to see him do it because it's Kyrie.
And if that happens, it may put Kevin Durant in play.
Correct.
As a matter of fact, Brian Windhorst went on TV today and said that the Nets are prepared that both those guys could go. Here's Wendy.
The Nets saying, the Nets are putting out there right now that they are prepared to lose both Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. They would rather lose them both than go through what they went through last season, which was a miserable season under the situation that Kyrie Irving contributed to creating.
All right, and the Nets are owned by a guy named Joe Tsai.
Yes.
Who owns Alibaba, which is a big, basically Amazon in
China.
Asia. Yeah. And apparently it's Joe Tsai who's driving this saying, look, last year was a disaster.
Yep.
We never knew when we had our guys and when we didn't.
Yep.
I don't want to do that again. So I think it makes everything possible. I know people don't want to wait until Thursday, but that's kind of what we have to do. We got to wait and see what these guys do with their options. And then if Kyrie opts out, does Kevin Durant then ask to be traded? We don't know.
Or do the Nets just trade him because they either want to be in the KD plus Kyrie business or in the neither of them business, which is basically Wendy's point, which means that if Kyrie doesn't opt in, they could very well trade Kevin Durant. And I think the Lakers, I think the Lakers would be involved if Kevin Durant was on the market.
But keep in mind, the Lakers may already have made their move by the time that happens. So if...
Right.
And I'm not advocating here, I'm speculating.
Yeah.
If Kyrie were to opt out...
Yeah.
And then agree to the $6 million to play here, then that's the Lakers' move right there. I don't...
You don't think they would potentially...
How?
move Anthony Davis for Kevin Durant?
I don't think they're – I mean, this is just me personally. I don't think they're in the
– It's Kevin Durant.
I don't think they're in the trade AD.
But it's KD.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if you think about the players around the league
– Anthony Davis is taller. He's younger. He does more things.
He's hurt all the time. I mean, KD doesn't have much of a better record, but
right. I was going to say, KD's
but I would say that KD is the best scorer in the game right now.
Yeah, but you already have LeBron. You're right. I mean, I think all 29 teams pick up the phone and call Brooklyn.
Absolutely.
But I think you got to take these things one at a time.
The other name that's floating around out there, by the way, is they're probably, it sounds like they're going to work out a buyout for John Wall in Houston. And the teams that have mentioned have been mentioned as potential destinations include both the Lakers and the Clippers as possible destinations. Now, does that mean that if John Wall takes a buyout, he's willing to take less on the open market? Because he's already making all that money.
Right. Because keep in mind, he would be paid, like, they owe him $47 million. Let's say he goes, I'll take less. I'll take $35 million.
Right.
If you give me my free agency, then he already has $35 million in his pocket and he's playing with house money.
Correct.
So, yeah, I think it makes everybody.
The guy I'm a little bummed about is, you know, why is Bradley Beal opting in Washington?
Because they're going to re-sign him immediately, give him a long-term deal, and then trade him maybe.
You think they may trade him after
he signs long-term? Yeah, he wants the money.
Because he's a dynamic scorer.
Yeah, he wants the money. So yeah. I think he's going to opt out, get a bigger deal, and then people can decide, you know, what they're going to
do. Yeah, it's going to be a good week. It's going to be a fun week. All this going down.
Right. And I think anything's possible at this point. You can't, like, if everybody says, there's no way this is happening. Yeah, there might be.
Well, look.
You wouldn't think anybody would ever leave $30 million on the table for any reason. But Kyrie has proven he doesn't beat to the same drum as everybody else.
And there's no reason you trade one of the greatest scorers in the game in Kevin Durant, but they may do that too. That turns the table upside down.
Completely.
If Kevin Durant is on the trade market, if that's the direction that Brooklyn tends to go. Boy, see, you got those three players, crashed and burned. You got to have the right three players. You got to have the right three superstars. It's like us. You know, you got to have the right three superstars.
Well, I was here the year we had Steve Nash, Dwight Howard, Kobe Bryant.
Me too. That was rough.
Pau Gasol. Didn't work.
That was rough. You'd throw
them
together.
Meta World Peace on that team.
Yep. Doesn't always work. All right. I wanted to throw this in here real quick. John, have you played pickleball yet?
Yes.
So this is turning into a complete phenomenon.
Yeah,
in
very
America,
popular.
Pickleball.
Because it's easier on your joints than tennis. You play it on a tennis court, but smaller.
Now, I've yet to play it. Would I be good at it?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, you don't have to run.
Is it like ping pong?
It's ping pong, but a little with a bigger court.
Does it bounce before it goes over the net? So it's like tennis over a mini tennis court.
Yeah, it can, or you can, you know,
you can hit it
like in tennis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And there's rules. I mean, like, you can't be in the kitchen, which is the front two squares.
So you've actually played.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not good, but I've played. It's big in Idaho. When we go to Idaho, like, my nephew is, like, super into it.
It's big at Venice Beach, man. You can't get on those courts in Venice Beach.
Well, okay, so Lisa belongs to, well, I belong to it too, I just never go, to a tennis club, and they've taken two of the tennis courts and turned them into pickleball courts, and they're full all the time.
Wow.
So pickleball is booming.
Yeah. Bergman, have you played pickleball yet?
I've never played it, but I really want to.
Yeah, I mean, my brother plays it all the time. Jorge, have you played
pickleball? Yeah,
smaller
paddle, easier to play than tennis. No.
Yeah, we gotta get out for some pickleball. Yeah.
Next week, let's go play pickleball.
What do you play, with a pickle? Or how do you play?
Yeah, let's go ahead and play some pickleball for real next week.
Honestly, I'm very down to go play.
Okay,
after the show one day, let's do it.
Are you down to go golfing on Sunday?
This Sunday? I'm at Disneyland this Sunday. But next Sunday I would be,
I'm going golfing this Sunday, Ireland.
Yeah, excellent.
How did it go last night?
Sue, crazy Sue, told me that you told her you were going to go golfing with her last week and you bailed.
I bailed. We're going to do it this coming Sunday. This coming Sunday, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Jorge, are you going to play?
No, man.
Jorge, it's in your game.
Pass. I'll just go for the drinks.
Go for the drinks? All right, come on out for the
Jorge
drinks.
Put Jorge in charge of the drink cart.
All right, coming up next for you, John, a lot of people have missed exactly what happened at the Mandy Awards. And over the next half hour or so, as we get to Super Crosstalk and Sedano and Cappy get here, we'll talk about Sedano's big Friday night when he won Host of the Year. And
what did I say? Sedano.
Oh, my God, no.
Come on, people. We got 40 retweets away. 40 retweets away from posting the opening video to the Mandy Awards.
Okay,
40
so
retweets.
40 retweets away.
Vamos, raza. Help me out.
Go to at JabCamLA, JabCamLA, and retweet, and you can see the opening video once we hit 300 retweets, the opening video for the entire Mandy Awards ceremony, which was spectacular and put together by our friend Jorge. So that is coming up for you. Don't forget to retweet that. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, this song used to represent something else. Andy's Aftermath Monday. Live Imaging Monday with Mason in Ireland. We are only 25 minutes away from Super Crosstalk when the host of the year, Cappy's in here with Shinano. We'll see how that goes.
You know, it's an interesting point raised here by David Rodriguez on Twitter.
Okay.
Since Cap won host of the year, shouldn't Kaplan's name be first on the show?
I think that's you should raise.
Shouldn't
that.
It be the Cappy and Sedano?
I think Sedano would have the exact same reaction to that as you would if they put my name first. I think it would blow up the chemistry of the show.
You think?
I think Sedano's ego is as similar to yours in the sense that he has to come first.
Also, Ireland and Mason doesn't sound very good.
No, Ireland and Mason. Well, I mean, especially after 30 years, it doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
At all. Well, I mean, it is. It is
Cap and
Mason
Sedano.
And Ireland.
That could work.
Cappy and Sedano. It's got to be Cappy. Yeah.
No, Sedano won't stand for it.
You don't think so?
No.
Ooh.
Chris, what do you think?
Well, he'd have to get on a box, then he'd stand up.
Oh!
Here it comes.
Yes.
I love him.
Here it
yes.
comes.
We're BFFs, but not like new besties. There's nothing like your new bestie.
Right.
When you have something
when
new.
When are we going to rekindle our friendship?
Well, you can come with us to our next whiskey drinking extravaganza. Will you come meet us if we invite you?
I think you know my relationship with alcohol.
Yeah, we'll get you a car. Chris will be Ubering.
Here's what you're a bad guy.
Why am I a bad guy?
Because you got me hooked on these dirty martinis, and I had six on Saturday.
No way! Six dirty a dirty martini used to be my drink back
when
I was a
drinker. That would be something. If I could bond with you if you said, hey, let's do dirty martini night at the house.
Yeah, just don't do it during a show. Yeah, I think if we do it during a show, that's bad.
You can wear the Liberace outfit. I'll come over.
Why don't you come over and burn one?
We'll play a piano
in the dark. Come over
and
burn one.
Can I get in the jacuzzi?
No. That's disgusting. God.
Why is that disgusting?
Morales is not getting in our private jacuzzi.
Wait,
are you kidding me?
Cigar in it? Don't you put chemicals in it?
We do, but we don't have enough chemicals to make up for the fact
that's
that
just
Morales
mean.
Was there.
So you've got me hooked on these dirty martinis, and now they don't want to have any with me. I sent you a picture the other night. Last week
I saw the picture of you in the dirty martinis.
That was from Wednesday. Imagine the amount of dirty martinis I'm taking down.
Wow. Yeah, my dirty martini days are over. Yeah. Who won the Amanda Pain in the Ass Award? The answer is the entire Sedano and Cappy show.
Coming up, Super Crosstalk at 3:55.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you agree with that, by the way? The Pain in the Ass of the Year was the Sedano and Cap show.
I understood it. Yeah.
I think Laura was caught in the crossfire.
She had her time.
What did Laura do?
I'm saying she shouldn't be part of the Pain in the Ass.
Oh, yeah.
No, she had her time way back
did
when.
She really?
No, she still does.
What about
why are you being so hard on Laura, man?
What about Lindsay? What about Lindsay?
Well, I think Amanda's point was that she gets it from all sides from that show.
True.
You know, so
many disagree. Our show, we are generally always on the same page.
Well, you've had your moments. There was the text, of course.
That you've lost a friend.
There was last.
You can keep
last
this.
summer after the dinner we had with you, Amanda and I had that dinner.
Oh yeah,
with you
I didn't. I felt you happy. Were like bearing down on me a little bit.
Well,
there.
And there was the time that Mason walked out of a Zoom.
There was that.
I did walk out of a Zoom.
Oh,
breaking news!
Oh, do we hit 300?
We have reached 300 retweets.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
Post
yeah.
Post it.
All right, throw
it
up there.
The post is coming up, guys.
All right.
We'll retweet it. If you follow us on Twitter, if you follow Jorge at JabCamLA, me at Venice Mace, LA Ireland, Bergman Greg, Jorge is tweeting out the actual intro, the video piece that opened the Mandy Awards. So if you weren't there, you can see exactly the spirit of the event and exactly how great Jorge was in putting it all together.
Yeah, and ESPN Los Angeles will be tweeting it out.
Okay, good. We'll follow that and we'll retweet that when it happens. Jorge did just an unbelievable job doing all the video, I don't know what you call it, manipulation, montage,
video.
All that stuff.
He created the videos.
The video,
the
montage,
graphics, the videos. The graphics,
it's just video packages. He created the video packages.
Okay, fine.
The video production.
I mean, I was there. What are you getting on me for? What do I have to do? All I'm doing is saying the video stuff. Good
Do you
God.
Know where you could? I could get a Liberace outfit like that in a plus size? Like, I need a little bit of bigger size, probably.
Yeah, right here in the alleys.
Liberace,
the
always trim. He was a very trim man. I don't think he can find that outfit.
Hovick.
By the way, I didn't
tweets.
Say dwell on the joke. I said take the joke, but don't dwell on the joke.
Right. So that Mace, was the last one I got?
That was the last Liberace joke. Yeah, okay. That concludes Liberace.
Not quite. Hovick tweets, Mace, I told my wife that Steve looks like a Liberace disco ball.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you that. She then threatened to divorce me.
See?
So you did inspire thoughts of Liberace in the eyes
yes.
of some.
Yes.
I would give you, if we were doing Best Dressed, if we did that award, which we should next year, you'd win. Sliwa was close.
Sliwa looked
close. I gave it to you. I was doing the pre-show with Clinton and Greg, I said, Mason's the best dressed guy here tonight.
I thought Jorge looked great.
Jorge did look good.
With the white and the black lapel was a really good look.
And then Taylor broke one of my buttons, or he ripped one of my buttons out.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Before?
I hugged him, and then
he pulled one of your buttons out? Was it some sort of sabotage?
Probably.
Yeah, sabotage.
That's why they didn't win anything.
A saboteur. Yeah,
so
they won nothing.
Chris, is that real Brian Kamenetsky or fake Brian
Kamenetsky? That's fake Brian.
That's fake.
Yeah,
was unbelievable.
There's a fake Brian Kamenetsky that showed up.
Steven Bruning.
Yeah, Steven that dude Bruning. Was a dead ringer for BK.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How great was it to have the cams there?
It was. You know what? We should have given the cams some time. Next year, we got to give them some time.
They were supposed to be part of Family Feud, which got cut.
But you remember how good they were at my roast, and I think Ireland's roast, too.
Yeah, and Momo would have been good. But we'll get Momo out there next year, you know, unless she has another kid or something.
Well, no, I think she's done, isn't she?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Are we doing the family planning segment? I mean, I don't know.
She's on this show a lot. I feel like she said that at one
point. Do her and Nevin have a say in that?
I didn't just come up with that.
Have Ramona and Nevin told you that they intend
to add? Do you want me to text her right now and ask her, are you
done? They really going to add a third one? I haven't heard that, but if you want to speculate on it, you feel free.
Breaking news.
Morales, breaking news that Ramona Shelburne will not be having a third child. Will not be having a third child.
I believe she has said this on the show. That just wouldn't pop in my head.
Well, did she actually respond?
No, I don't know. Morales just broke it.
Broke the news.
I should actually give her a say in this.
You call him I Got Sources around
she
here.
She was texting on Friday afternoon. She was really enjoying the Countdown to the Mandy show, which featured Corporate Greg.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. Is that available on podcast?
Not yet, but the Suits podcast is coming soon.
Is there going to be any video evidence of anything we did on Friday night?
Well,
the show itself.
We're waiting for the entire show to be delivered as a package, one big file, and then we're going to cut it up into pieces and like do a Mandy's Monday every Monday of the summer, where every Monday we'll post a speech. That way we keep the bit alive, Mace.
Oh, keep it alive, exactly.
And then we will post the whole show at some point so people can watch
the
whole show.
And then Mandy's 2 will be a year from now, right?
But we need to beep a few things that maybe came out of my mouth. And by the way, John cursed. I was excited for that.
I don't think I did.
Yes, you did. You did. You said the F-bomb.
No.
Or the S-bomb. It was one of those.
No, I think I know Sedano did. You did once.
I did, for sure, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Oh, then maybe it was Mace.
Yeah, it was me.
But we're going to beep all that and then post it up there.
Yeah.
We're going to keep my grinding in there, though.
Of course we are. Highlight of the night.
Well, I'll listen. Oh.
Oh,
there
God.
He is. Oh, he's up on the table.
Yeah. Got a leg up.
And now he's leg up.
He's
on,
grinding.
Mace, look at me.
Creepily in my direction.
No. I think it's
super
fascinating.
Creepy. It's fascinatingly creepy.
Oh, you guys, I'm going to go drink some tea for my voice. And
are you going to come back and participate in the show that finished second for show of the year?
I want to go home.
Who
I'm
says they finished second?
I'm just assuming.
They might have finished third.
They could
have
finished third.
Pick on our pre-show was that Travis and Sliwa would pull the show of the year upset.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, breaking news.
What?
Big breaking news.
What?
Sham Sharania.
Uh-oh.
Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving is opting in to his $37 million player option. Irving is bypassing on multiple opt-in and trade scenarios to fulfill his four-year commitment to the Nets and Kevin Durant.
Okay, so that means that the only way that the Lakers...
Then he added this to Shams.
Okay.
Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall. So I think he's staying in Brooklyn.
Hmm. They could still trade him.
They could.
Could still do a sign and trade.
But he is opting in.
Yeah, that screws us out of some fun this week.
The afternoon show had a lot of that plan next, so I don't know what
they're
going to
talk
plan. About Mandy's
Oh, yeah,
now.
Yeah, they're going to do a lot of Mandy's coming up.
I mean, that whole NBA today Shedano did today, what? He's not going to be good anymore.
Why wouldn't you do a lot of Mandy's? Why wouldn't Scott Kaplan stand on top of the mountain and scream, look at me, look at me?
You know, Shedano hosted NBA Today.
Yeah, yeah, but he didn't,
NBA today.
Didn't win Host of the Year.
He didn't.
No.
I don't even think he was close, probably. I think it was I don't know for sure, but I would say the rankings in my head.
Yeah.
Cap obviously won.
Mm-hmm.
Mason 2.
Mm-hmm. Ireland 3.
Ireland 3. Slee, then Shinana. Maybe Travis, actually, after
You've got
Slee.
Travis last?
I didn't mean to, but.
But you did. You've been banging on poor Travis and Slee all day long.
They won zero awards. Do you realize how much work I've put into that show over the last
that
2 years?
That show just started. It's a brand new show.
I thought you were about
show.
To say something else.
No.
Shedano and Cap is a year old. Not even.
Well, that's Cap. Cap is like a meteor. He's like a meteor.
I'm going to go take a break for a while.
All right, cool. Coming up next is Game of Games. It is Ireland's game today.
Hey, Bergman, is anybody from the afternoon show playing?
I think probably
Cappy. Cappy.
Right?
Love Boat.
Love Boat.
He just walked by and said Love Boat.
There you go. So Cappy's going to play. I got Ireland 6, Bergman 4, and then a bunch of people with 1 or 2. So it really comes down to Bergman and whether or not he can win the next couple of days. Tomorrow's my game, so it's still a live horse race until we get to July the 1st. But Ireland is leading June so far. We will do Game of Games coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, it is Game of Games time, and we welcome to the show the official Mandy winner for Host of the Year, Lobo, Scott Kaplan. Cappy.
Cap, did you get any sleep on Friday night after your big win?
Lobo. Did you guys, I haven't heard a lot of chatter about this today. Not a lot of talk about the after party.
Because I wasn't invited.
I didn't attend. How did it go?
Bergie?
It was a lot of fun. I had a blast.
So here's what I want to know.
Jorge was there too.
Jorge, it was fun.
Amanda.
Here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
So,
Lindsay, Laura,
Greg showed me a text from you.
Yeah.
And it had a password.
Yep.
I never got such a text.
Really?
I never received a password.
Did you ask for one?
I didn't ask. I just assumed I would be invited.
No, it was kind of a if you wanted to come, we wanted to know because it was very tight.
Yeah, but I mean, you could have sent me the password. What was the password?
It makes honestly.
Remember?
Yeah. Honestly. I didn't have the password and I showed up.
So you didn't even need the password. Not it wasn't really. Like an official speakeasy.
Not really, but a lot of guys did knock on the door, and when we opened the door, they were like...
How late did the party go?
About 2 o'clock in the morning.
Was it really?
Was it 3 o'clock? All right, was it really?
It was 3.
You went really hard, huh? Yeah.
Well...
They went to Denny's
after. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, they were just... It's not that hard. It's just there was a mixture of so much.
Right.
You know? Because we had this such a great party. You guys don't understand, this was not like something where like just, hey, everybody get into this room. Like, it was really, really catered.
The video graphics were fantastic. Yeah. And I thought Morales and Keyshawn did a really good job till Keyshawn kind of nodded off there.
I was completely prepared to win Host of the Year.
Thought you had it.
And you know what's weird? So they mic'd beforehand. They mic'd me up.
Yeah.
They mic'd me up, and then
I didn't know this.
Carlo had a camera on me because they wanted to get the reaction when I won. Right. And I said to Carlo, I said, "Do you know something?" He goes, "Don't worry." And then it went to you, and I.
Ripped the mic off of him, pinned it on you.
If I had to lose to somebody, I couldn't have lost to a better guy than Scott Kaplan.
Well, thank you, Mace. I heard you say it earlier, John. You know, Mace and I have like a kind of crazy brother relationship.
Yeah. No, you're the one guy I honestly believe, this is sincere, he has zero problem losing to you.
Yep.
If it would have been to Sedano or me or Travis.
Set me off.
But you, he would think, okay, that's a worthy opponent to to me. All right. So, Cap, you're here. Let's play Game of Games, and then we can pick up the Mandy's talk after. My game actually has something to do with the Mandy Awards that were last Friday. We won Show of the Year, Craziest Host, Most Knowledgeable, Associate Producer. Good night for us. Great night for Cap, who cleaned up six Mandys going home with Scott Kaplan. In honor of that, I have a quiz about famous awards.
Okay.
It's multiple choice. It's Jorge, Greg, Mace, and Cap. Here we go. First one. The only player to be named a unanimous NBA MVP is Steph Curry, who did it in 2016. Who finished second to Curry that year?
Cap.
Was it A?
Oh.
No, no.
Oh.
Was it A, LeBron James, B, Kawhi Leonard, or C, Russell Westbrook? LeBron, Kawhi, or Russ? Jorge.
LeBron.
Greg.
Russ.
Mace.
Russ.
Cap.
Kawhi.
Kawhi Leonard is the correct answer, and Scott Kaplan
continues his role. It's unbelievable, right. Cappy.
The most Academy Award nominations for any one movie is 14. It has happened three times. Which one of these movies was not nominated for 14 Academy Awards? A, Titanic. B, La La Land. C, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Bergman, Titanic, La La Land, or Lord of the Rings, which one did not receive 14 Academy Award nominations?
Well, Mason's going to know this one, but...
No, I don't know. Why do you think I know this?
Because you know everything, man.
All right, A, B, or C,
Bergman. I think it is... What was B? It was La La Land.
All right, Jorge. Oh, I'm sorry, Jorge. No, you went... Mace, going to you.
I'm going to say La La Land.
Okay, Cap.
Lord of the Rings.
Okay, and Jorge.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings is correct, and Scott Kaplan is
really?
Too.
Wow.
Lord of the Rings received 11 nominations.
Wow.
14 for Titanic, 14 for La La Land, and you guys never would have got the other one that got 14. All About Eve.
Yeah, no,
in like the 50s.
I have not seen it.
All right,
in
the
a couple
score
of weeks.
Is.
Really? It's been a little while.
Yeah.
Scott Kaplan, 2, George Rionis, 1, Bergman and Mace, yet to scratch.
Wow.
Not well for me.
Here we go, Mace. The show that has won the most Emmy Awards is Saturday Night Live with 73.
Wow.
What show has the second most Emmy Awards all time? Is it A, Game of Thrones, B, Frasier, C, The Simpsons? Game of Thrones, Frasier, or The Simpsons, Mace?
Boy, Game of Thrones wins a bunch of Emmys like behind the scenes. I'm going to go Game of Thrones.
Okay, Cap.
Simpsons.
Bergman.
Jorge.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jorge.
Simpsons.
All right, Greg.
I'm going to go Game of Thrones also.
You'll be glad you did. Ooh. Mason and Bergman got it right. Game of Thrones, 59 Emmy Awards. And so this game has tightened up considerably.
Yeah.
Cap 2, 1 each for Jorge, Greg.
Yes, okay.
I'm
not dead.
And this is worth 2 today, by the way.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Cap, we start with you on this one. The record for most regular season MVP awards in the NFL is 5. That record is held by A, Tom Brady, B, Peyton Manning, or C, Aaron Rodgers. Brady, Manning, or Rodgers, Cap.
Manning.
Jorge.
Rodgers.
Greg.
Rodgers.
Mace.
Manning.
Manning is the correct answer.
Nice, Mace.
Mace moves into second place. Cap is in the lead with 3. All right, back to Jorge. Jorge,
mm-hmm.
Billie Eilish is the youngest person ever to win a Grammy for Album of the Year. She won when she was just 18. Who was the second youngest to win an Album of the Year Grammy? Was it A, Taylor Swift, B, Adele, or C, Alanis Morissette? Taylor Swift, Adele, or Alanis Morissette, Jorge?
I'll go C.
You're going Alanis. Greg?
It's either that or Taylor Swift. I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
Okay, Mace.
One or the other. I'm going to go Alanis.
Cap.
Can I hear it phrased one more time, please?
Yes. Youngest to ever win an album for Grammy or a Grammy for Album of the Year is Billie Eilish.
Right.
Who is the second one? Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, Adele, or Alanis Morissette?
Alanis Morissette.
Did anyone say Taylor Swift?
No. I did. I did. Oh, I said yeah, Taylor Swift.
Bergman, got it. She was 20 when she won it, and Alanis was 21, Adele was 23.
An excuse, by the way, to shout out that Bill Simmons documentary, the Music Box documentary about Alanis Morissette. It is fantastic.
Oh,
it's
really?
On HBO. Phenomenal, phenomenal.
All right,
phenomenal.
I have two more
HBO
of
Max?
These.
Yeah, HBO Max.
Oh, thanks.
I have two more of these, and then I have a tiebreaker if we need it. Since Cap has the lead, I'll make him go first. Here we go. Cap, the record for most Emmy Awards by a comedy in a single year is 9. Is it held by A, Veep, B, 30 Rock, or C, Schitt's Creek? Veep, 30 Rock, or Schitt's Creek? Cap.
Veep.
Jorge.
Schitt's Creek.
Bergman.
How many am I down by?
Just answer.
No,
you're
no,
down
no.
One.
I'm down, by one. I'm down by one. Schitt's Creek.
Mace.
I'm down by one?
Yeah.
What'd Cappy say?
Cappy said 30 Rock. Or did you say Veep?
He said Veep.
He said Veep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say number three.
30 Rock or Schitt's Creek?
I'll say Schitt's Creek.
Oh,
you will be glad you did. Schitt's Creek is the correct answer, which means Bergman 3, Mason 3, Cap 3, Briones 2.
Ooh. Whoa.
All right, here we go.
Everybody's alive.
This is the last one, and I have a tiebreaker if we need it.
Okay.
The last player to win back-to-back regular season MVP awards in baseball is A, Miguel Cabrera, B, Albert Pujols, C, Mike Trout. Cappy, Cabrera, Pujols, or Trout?
Cabrera.
Bergman.
Those are all really good. I'm going to say I think it's Cabrera.
Okay, Mace.
I also think it's Cabrera.
Jorge.
I'll say Trout.
Yeah, you had to. It was Cabrera, so everybody goes into the tiebreaker except Jorge.
Wow.
All right. Jorge, you were the big winner on Friday, so that's okay.
Yeah, it's weird about Trout, by the way. He kind of wins every other year, finishes second in the middle
years. He's never done it.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, if you go into the Baseball Hall of Fame, you need to pick a hat of a team that you played for. For example, even though Mike Piazza was a great Dodger, he went into the Hall as a Met. So if you add up the number of guys who went in as Dodgers and add it to the guys who have gone in as Angels, how many Hall of Famers do you get?
So it's Dodgers Hall of Famers plus Angels Hall of Famers.
Correct. That went in with the
Dodger
or Angel hat.
Oh, okay.
All right. Bergman, how many total?
I have to go first. I'm going to say 14.
Okay. Mace.
I am going to say 11.
Cap.
15.
This is unbelievable. The exact total
Cap.
Is 15.
Oh, I was so right there.
He cannot lose.
That's unbelievable.
The Dodgers have 14.
You jerk.
And the Angels have 1. Wow. Vlad Guerrero.
I knew it.
I had it.
I knew it was right around 14.
Oh, you had it.
On the number.
You know what it was,
Scott
Ireland?
Scott Kaplan's world, and we're all just living in it.
You know what it was, Ireland? I thought that they had 0. I thought Angels had 0, so I had 14.
Yeah, 1. Vlad
the
Guerrero.
One? Oh, Vlad went in as
By the way, Cappy, you are now running third.
Right, they changed microphones on you here, Briones.
Cappy, you're running third right now in Game of Games. You actually, if you played every day, I think you'd have a chance to probably win.
I got double the points, though, today.
Yeah.
Right?
Buy a lottery ticket, man. Right. Now's the time.
Yeah, Sedano's here. Cap's here. Lindsay's here. Lindsay won a bunch of Mandy's.
Lindsay did great.
Now, Lindsay was great.
Lindsay, we heard through the grapevine that you are you're upset with something we said or did. Is this true?
I'm not upset with anything. I won a bunch of awards.
That's what I thought.
If you listened to the morning show, you would think that she was the worst thing that ever happened.
In other words, you're talking about Travis and Sliwa?
Yeah.
Why do they? Are they down on Lindsay?
Sliwa and Taylor didn't, but let me tell you something. Travis and Emily, what they did was just insane.
What did they do?
I was driving for four. They did the whole show on Lindsay. The whole show.
I didn't hear this. Did they do the whole show?
Lindsay had a huge night.
I was driving in for 45 minutes, and all they were doing was moaning and groaning about Lindsay winning awards.
Oh, Lindsay, that's sour grapes there.
They wanted Ask Slee to win, and Radio Tinder was the winner.
Listen, it didn't win. I'm sorry that we got more votes than them. I'm sorry, but listen, also Ask Slee, they act like it's this great innovative segment. They literally ask Sliwa questions.
Yeah.
What's so innovative about that?
It's really innovative.
It's true.
You know what's innovative? Stager.
Stager. All right, here we go. Super crosstalk time. It is the Monday of Mandy's Mayhem. And Scott Kaplan is here. Cappy Sedano is here.
Yep.
It was a fun night Friday night.
It was.
And they put on a great show. It was an effort.
I mean, a lot of efforts. A lot of efforts on that Friday.
Who dropped the first F-bomb?
Well,
must have been Morales.
It was Chris, for sure.
Yeah, I think it was Morales.
Yeah. Then I felt like I needed to make up for it, so I threw like 37.
You did a number, and then I threw one in because I thought, hey, I want to be part of the F Club.
Of course.
Why now not? You're in. Let me join the F-bomb club. Yeah.
You know, speaking of that, I haven't heard a lot of talk today about outfits. Mm. Has there been a lot of talk?
I feel like Mason's Rat Pack look was really
good. Yeah, I thought Mace was the best dressed guy there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought very Liberace.
There you go. Somebody said it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Liberace. Exactly. Yes.
Liberace.
Right.
It was very stylish. Yeah.
It was very
But we only do that joke a couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't get too comfortable.
Don't get
the joke.
Too comfortable with that. Like, I know it's there. I know the joke is there. Yeah. And I yeah. Morales, I encourage
I'm
him
too
to make
young
it.
For I'm Liberace.
You did
sorry.
Too. Yeah. He was.
No, I know who he is.
He's very flamboyant.
He called him Liberace.
Liberace.
Flamboyant he was. Flamboyant. So, what was that moment?
There's a great piece, though. There's a great video of you and me standing back to back.
Oh, my God, I've got that.
You're in the Liberace. No, I can't figure out how to do it. There's like, I think I found it on Twitter in some album, and then I couldn't figure out how to actually get it saved on my phone. So, John, Mace and I, before the whole event started, went on that like round 360 slow-mo camera
thing. Yeah, I saw it. I never went over there.
And we're back to back. He's in his Liberace costume, and I'm in my Sunday Swagger suit. And we're
on the 360,
That was awesome. Just got to put that out somewhere. I don't know where.
And you have a championship belt going? That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, it worked.
That was a cool deal.
I didn't know what to expect, George, but it exceeded my expectations, they were.
I totally agree. For as much grief as
I didn't know.
For as much grief as I give Christopher all the time, I feel like he did a great job kind of being the ringleader there. And obviously, Briones, I mean, dude, like, I'm not even joking. Like, I knew you were good at your job because we've had conversations about the stuff you do. And I mean, like, your real job, not this thing you do with these two clowns. But now we see, like, people really see your talent. It was incredible. Same thing for Tommy and Carlo and Janice and everyone else. The interns did a great job. Everyone really did a fantastic job. And then, you know, everyone was a pretty good sport about it, except the morning show.
Well, they did get completely shut out.
They got completely shut out.
Well, I mean, but there's a difference.
They were the Eddie Murphy of the Mandy's. They got nominated and didn't win anything, and that was basically what you heard this morning was Eddie walking out.
Normally, I don't believe in beefing down, but it was so over the top today.
I had it on the background. I didn't hear all the...
I'm going to hear... Somebody just tweeted us what Emily was saying. Hold on. I'll see if I can play it on my phone. Hold on.
I think Emily's sister wanted to fight us.
Yeah, wanted to fight us.
Yeah, I got more tweets about what Emily said and Travis.
Hold on.
Than I did anything else.
Yeah, hold on. I can play this off my phone, I think.
Okay. So I have some feelings about Ask Slee losing. I think that it clearly is the most
loser, Slee.
And the best segment on this air. So Radio Tinder is exactly the same thing as Factor Cap. Can we just say that? It's the same thing. Choosing left or right, it's the same thing. So why isn't Factor Cap nominated? I have one more thing to say. It's the same segment that's also on a national radio show that started before she did. No, it's not.
Can
it is not unique.
Can I say this? This is not a good look for us.
No.
It's not a good look for us.
I'm angry.
So Slee knew.
Slee was terrified.
Slee knows. He's
upset at the player who won. You're right. That's not a good look.
Yes, we can.
Somebody's got to take it. Take the L. We took the L.
So, Mace,
you and I,
yes,
particularly have had our run-ins in the past. Well, actually, we only had one real run-in.
And
it was big. And I apologized to you because I felt like I went over the top. So I feel like I'm perfectly qualified to have this conversation with anyone.
Yeah.
Because I've been in it with you.
Yes.
And I just felt like when I was listening, I get it. You know, Beto made a comment the other day when he was filling in for Cap about, I'm going to vote for Greg for Producer of the Year. And then Lindsay Hungarian Heat over there went at him.
Yeah, I heard a Hungarian Heat chant at the Mandy's, which I like.
Went at him.
Time out. I didn't say anything bad about Greg. I expressed my confidence in myself, which is not a shot at Greg.
Correct.
Not a shot at Greg.
But wait. So, and it was literally 2 minutes. If you have no other content for your show today other than to rip on Lindsay, that's on you, man.
I've never...
As a producer and as hosts and whoever's involved, I mean, look, Taylor never said a word, I feel like, but... And Slee, as you heard, was bagging. I was just disappointed in Travis and Emily today that their entire show...
I want to defend. It was not Slee, who seemed to take it much better than Travis did.
I just think it's bullcrap that your entire show is literally just pounding on Lindsay.
Am I the only one who has never seen this side of Emily?
Yeah, when did Emily get so mean?
I don't know. But all I'm saying is, come up with something else to talk about on the show today. It's okay.
No, we're all doing Mandy's, but be a good sport about it.
This is fun. We're like, hey, you won this, you won that. Like, this is a fun thing. This is no time to like get nasty and take personal shots at people. Like, you banter back and forth about people winning. Oh, we should have won, blah blah blah. But then you start getting personal, and I feel like that's it's a little bit much.
I feel like they crossed the line with Lindsay doing it, and everybody who was involved on that show today, outside of Taylor and Slee, I felt like it was a little too pointed, and it was pointed for too long, is what I would say.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think we can get past this, can't we?
Not for our show.
No.
Three hours on them.
I think it was a great night on
today.
3 hours on Emily?
Being losers.
There you go.
Still a great night.
I like it. Slee, I don't know if you know this, takes the joking really well. So feel free to.
Well, that's why I removed him. I don't want any issues with Slee.
Wait a second here. Hold
Red
on.
Carpet host Clinton Yates.
Yes, television's
the big
Clinton
CY in the studio.
Who gave the greatest honor to those of us who wanted it the most when he anointed us all honorary members of the Handsome Man
that
community.
Was big.
Bestowed upon everyone.
Yes. Right. Well, Clinton, before you weigh in, did you agree with me? Now, before Mason ever arrived, I told you,
yes,
Mason is the best. Is going to be the best-dressed guy here. Did that hold up?
It held up not just because it was the flashiest, but it was legitimately appropriate for the venue. That's
right.
The kind of thing that's not easy to pull off. A lot of guys were pulling recycled groomsmen suits, maybe something they had found for the Derby. This was specifically for the event. And it knocked him down.
And Mace, your designer again was?
Amasone.
Yeah, Jeffrey from the Jeffrey line.
Jeffrey from Amasone designed that. And the beautiful thing about working with Amasone is that you usually get your fashion gear within 48 hours.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes 24.
Sometimes 24.
Yeah. Sometimes 24. Clinton, your take on the Mandy's is what?
Unbelievable event. I mean, I've done radio for a while. I've done a lot of goofy stuff. I've gone to a lot of crappy parties with a lot of annoying people. This was nothing of the sort. Everybody from everybody who works here, everybody who works at the place that we're at, Quiet Cannon, I was really impressed with the overall professionalism of the function. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, these things can get loose really quickly, and that did not happen.
No, people behaved themselves, I thought, really well.
Well, I also thought, you got to put on a show, right? And
we did that.
Yes. We did a really good job of putting on a show.
Except
everybody.
When Greg and Lindsay went up there, I heard you guys talking about
it. Oh, my God.
What was that all about? Like, when you and Lindsay, here's the one thing I'm going to get on you guys about. And you're going to be involved here. What the hell was that thing you and Greg were doing about Ireland? Hold on. Brionna's got something.
You guys wasted my graphic there.
Oh, no, it was terrible. It did not work, like, in the slightest.
I was
None
told
it
about it, like, 3 days
That's
ahead
a
of
lie.
Time.
It was, like, 3 weeks ahead of time we talked about it.
No, it's no, no. You told me about it like Monday.
Well, you guys are going to have to worry about it because I'm not making the show next time.
That was
just
terrible.
The one thing.
It did not work.
What were you actually going for?
So
what were the
Greg was talking way too fast.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to actually...
It wasn't my idea, and all I did was just come up with a story and then tell it. That's all.
So
wait, you weren't reading it from a card?
No, I mean, mine was yes, because I couldn't, you know, I was nervous about, like, you know, misspeaking or something like that. So I came up with an antidote to add to Greg's idea.
Yeah, now this you deserve us to rip you for, you guys. what Travis and Emily did this morning, that's bullcrap.
Listen, I asked if we could just cut this. I said, can't we, like, cut this for time or something? Like, do we really need to do this?
Your instincts were good.
Your instincts were right on that, Lindsay.
You should have swiped left on that one.
Yeah, should have
swiped left. Lindsay, were you more surprised that you won for Radio Tinder or Producer of the Year or not surprised for either?
I was not surprised for either.
No. Hmm. Radio Tinder was the highest rated segment in your show when she was your producer.
It was on two shows, right. And I've been doing it for like 2 years.
Right.
I don't see why everyone's so surprised and calling it an upset.
By the way, I don't think anybody's really that surprised. It was either going to be Ask Slee or Radio Tinder.
I mean, Ask Slee's like the same five people every time.
I voted for Game of Games.
Oh.
Well, okay. Before we get onto those parts, I do want to ask you guys quickly. What happened in Ask Slee was interesting.
Yeah.
There was a proposal.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
Did you find that slightly
So they're going to do that every day on their show so make it interesting?
Proposals?
Interesting?
Yeah. Really? Daily proposals?
I'm just curious. Is Travis going to become a minister now so we can make that happen every day?
For the people who can't see George, he's got the kind of irked face going. I know the face where he's slightly miffed as opposed to joking.
Clinton, I actually thought that proposal kind of worked.
Yeah.
But
I was also in the bathroom with Amanda. I caught the end of it, too.
Which is funny that Amanda went and said this morning that, I was surprised, too, that Radio Tinder won because I thought that Ask Slee should have won. And then she went on to tell the story about how she missed the proposal.
Because she went to the bathroom.
She said, I thought that was a good time to leave when Ask Slee, when they were doing Ask Slee live.
I have three friends, all female, Amanda being one of them, who hate public proposals in general. Lindsay, where are you on public proposals?
I mean, if the woman that he proposed to is also a fan of the shows and the station and stuff, then
I kind of thought it worked.
You know?
I thought it worked.
And he set it up well with the timing. He actually asked Slee a question and then actually popped the question. He didn't just break protocol for the game and just pop the question. I thought that was very well done by Crypto
Ray. Oh, it was Crypto Ray. That's who it was?
Yeah.
Trying to make sure I knew who it was.
But there were a lot of fun moments, man.
Shout out to the community on Twitter.
Dude, bro.
Yeah. The Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust.
Well, they showed up.
They were all over. I mean, listen, we won because of them.
Right.
And we won 6 awards. As you know, I put up the Michael Jordan gif on
yes,
on
that was strong.
But also keeping us abreast of all the shenanigans, let's call it, from this morning.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought one of the cool parts about this, too, I just want to say this while we're all here, is that in the community, some of the people came up and said, hey, I didn't really have the confidence to talk to you guys. It was kind of an intimidating environment. And there was a lot of love shown there between, hey, next time we do this, come on up and say hello. And a lot of listeners have commented on the approachability of a lot of people. And I thought that really carried the environment throughout the entire course.
I don't think there was ever an event where I did more pictures than I did with that one.
Me too.
It was crazy. And it's awesome. And I loved everybody's fantastic. And people are...
They were, like, afraid to ask in some cases.
Yes.
Like, they were very respectful, which I thought was nice, but you don't have to be afraid. Like, there were people who were, like, you know, sheepish about it.
Mr. Sedano?
Yeah.
Can I have a picture with you, Mr. Sedano?
Sure, buddy, let's do it. Let's go.
There was a lot of that. There was definitely a lot of that, but I thought that was a cool side of the...
Love Boat? Can I have a picture? Happy...
Oh, my God.
Were you really going to give the award to Mason, though?
I was.
No, you weren't.
I know, I was. Because I voted for Mason.
Nah.
I voted for you.
I voted for Mason Roast of the Year.
True story.
Yeah.
Tyler Anderson had that almost no-hitter the
other
day. Yes. Cappy posted on Twitter, what a cool ovation, to which I responded under and said, this will be you when you beat Mason for host of the year.
You know,
on June 15th, I tweeted that.
Right. So did you hear my...
At one point, I looked at Bergman in the middle of the night and said, you know, I think Cappy's going to win.
Well, you know,
George,
what?
Did you hear my observation from earlier in the show today?
No, go ahead.
I honestly believe that Mason has zero problem losing Host of the Year to Cap. If he would have lost to me or you,
it would have
his head would have exploded.
I would, Travis would say,
anybody, Cap, he kind of considers equally
goofy. You were still in shock, though, I feel like, a little bit.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because they mic'd me up and put a camera right in front of me.
That's a total head
fake. So I just assumed I was going to
win. Such a head
fake. That somebody knew.
I love that.
But I mean, it's John's right. I mean, if there was nobody else on the, if I wasn't on the board, I'd vote for Cap.
So here's the deal. So we won like the first four awards, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you piled them up.
So we started off like we jumped out early. And at one point, Laura, Lindsay, and Cappy and I, well, I alerted Cappy. Laura and Lindsay and I, and then Cappy eventually, looked over and Bergman was sweating bullets. Because he was thinking about, oh my God, what if we're the show that gets shut out? Mason and Ireland are going to blame me. I'm going to take the brunt of all
this. That's true, by
the
way, Greg. We would have blamed you.
You looked like Laura and Lindsay last week when they had the bad Starbucks and they were like throwing up and
I had the bubble guts,
all sorts of stuff. You had that look on your face. True or untrue, Laura, we looked at Greg and he was sweating. Be honest now.
That's true. He was.
Yes. Lindsay?
I was laughing. I jumped up when Cap won. I jumped up so excited.
No, no, no. When it was just four nothing us to everyone else.
Oh, when it was your table had all the awards.
Yeah, your table was literally running out of room to fit Mandy
Bergman's
awards on
face. He was just like he was thinking in his head like, oh no, what if we're the one that gets shut out? Oh my God, I'm taking this. All the heat is mine.
Yeah, you would have been bagging on us today.
So there was
we would have gone the full Emily.
But okay,
is that what we're gonna call it?
Yeah,
now?
The full
From
Emily.
Now on, all right. To this day forward.
Hey, can I give
June 27, 4:10? We now call it the full Emily.
The full Emily. If you're out of control,
pretty strong stuff.
Yeah. I was surprised. Can I do a shout out for Laura? This woman I met at the Mandy's. I'd met her before, and she's a loyal listener, and she tweets us a lot. Comes up to me and she goes, "Look," she goes, "I really, really want to meet and talk to Laura. Do you think that she would talk to me?" And I said, without talking to Laura, I go, "Absolutely. I'll bring her to your table. Yeah. It'll be no problem. I'll hook it up." Yeah. And then I realized, well, Laura's here with her boyfriend.
Right.
I just committed her to like go. And you were so nice. Yeah. You made her night, literally. Thank you so much for doing that. That was like
super cool. She was awesome.
She's like your biggest fan. It was awesome.
She was so sweet. Yeah. So sweet. I loved it.
By the way, we were talking about the me and Cappy on the pedestal, the 360.
The
360. I was able to figure out how to tweet that out. So
how'd you do that?
I just tweeted
it out.
It's relatively complex.
The way I did it was
you got to download it.
Daniel Wynn actually just put it together and then I retweeted it.
You could have just clicked on his video and then just like done the quote tweet, right? Like it would have been the same thing.
I think I did do the quote tweet. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is
it's
fantastic.
Not that hard.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, I got it from there.
I mean, you're not Cappy. Right. You're not like electronically like
illiterate.
Yes.
But I was able to, from somebody who sent it to me this weekend, there was a picture of me. You guys met my designing consultant, Zap.
Zap,
you guys
I did. He, Zap. Got, he brought it right? in a couple of times.
Right. Yeah.
And then next to him was Casper Villa. You guys know Casper,
who had the mask on.
Yeah. And I was kind of leaning towards Rachel.
Yeah.
And so one of the listeners pulled out the picture of my lean and then had the three trophies next to it.
Oh, nice.
Which is money, which I could never have done on my own.
Yeah, I didn't figure it out.
I can get a screenshot.
Now, wait a second. Your arms look pretty swole. Were you curling those trophies? Or
12-ounce curls?
Yeah. George, carrying those trophies.
You look swole today.
Yeah, from the Quiet Cannon over to the hotel.
Yeah.
Got a big workout.
Yeah.
By the way, Rachel was outstanding. just great.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing. And her friend was great. But they were both great. Yeah, you guys are going to have a lot to talk about. And you have breaking Kyrie news
I
now.
I know. Couldn't he have waited 2 hours?
Yeah, I know. Why did he kill the show?
He killed at least one show for you and one for us.
I mean, for the love of God, Kyrie.
Wait till the last minute, Kyrie. Be a diva.
Just do it at night. Well, no. And the funniest part of this. All right. So I'm sure we've seen.
Because you did this whole show today speculating about Kyrie on TV.
It was the whole show that we did on NBA Today, which was the whole show we were going to do today. So, hold on radio, I want to make sure I have what Shams tweeted. All right, so here it is. Shams tweeted a direct quote from Kyrie, where it says, Kyrie says, quote, "Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you all in the fall, A11. And then I'm like, really? Opting into $37 million, that's different. That's like the most normal thing you've ever done.
Right. Well, then that's why I'm actually shocked at how many of us, and you, George, mentioned you did a whole show on this today, believed that there was a possibility he was going to leave $30 million on the table. But because he's Kyrie and he does a lot of weird stuff, everybody thought he might.
I think there was some wishful thinking there on that, too. Yeah. People wanted the chaos of him coming to Los Angeles.
Yes.
I was starting to believe it all.
So cool.
I said my take this year is let's get Kyrie at all costs. And my take next summer is how do we get rid of Kyrie?
By the way, Sedano, right. Do you think this means, this news today, because Shams seemed to intimate this, is that he's playing for the Nets in the fall. That's it. Story over.
Yeah, that's it. That seems to be it. Like, no one's trading for him. But, I mean, the Lakers were willing to trade for him, but they weren't going to give him Anthony Davis or LeBron.
Right.
So the Nets are like, screw this. We'll just deal with it next year. Kick the can down the road.
So speaking of kicking the can down the road, we are back tomorrow at 1. Coming up next for you, the show that is the biggest pain in the ass, but also has the host of the year. It is Shidano and Cappy next. 710 ESPN.